Welcome to a new deep dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at home transformation and craftsmanship. We're doing this through the lens of a company called Aldridge Construction. We've got a few different sources here, bits from their About Us page, an overview of their full-service home renovation, and also something they call the Journey of Home Transformation, which basically outlines their process. So our mission today really is to get past the usual marketing talk. We want to unpack what it actually means when a company says they, you know, turn visions into reality and understand that whole complex process of renovating and building spaces. What makes a contractor, well, stand out?
Yeah, and what's interesting here is how these different pieces, these sources, they kind of paint a bigger picture together. It's not just what Aldridge Construction does, but you see how this, like, generational history seems to influence their approach, how they handle the details in bringing a home project to life. We'll look at their philosophy, how it guides things day to day.
Exactly. So if you've ever wondered about the nuts and bolts of a big home renovation, or maybe you're thinking about how to pick someone who really gets your style, your needs, this deep dive should be helpful. Okay, let's get into it. Starting with, well, who is Aldridge Construction? What's their story? So who are they, fundamentally? What's the background here?
Well, according to what we've read, they talk about a legacy, craftsmanship, dedication, spanning three generations. It starts with Brian Aldridge, who apparently comes from a construction background down in Mississippi, deep roots there.
Three generations. That's pretty significant in construction, isn't it? What did that usually signal beyond just being around a while?
That's a really good point. Three generations often suggests, well, a deep-seated commitment, right? To quality, to their reputation, maybe more so than a company just starting out. It hints at stability, a track record, and maybe a kind of long-term view on client relationships. That can be, you know, really valuable if you're looking for someone reliable.
Right, a sense of continuity. And here's where it gets interesting, too. They actually moved, relocated to Salinas in 2017. And pretty quickly, it says, became a key player in the Tri-County area's residential building scene. So they're not brand new, but they're relatively new to that region. What does that fast setup tell us?
Yeah, that quick integration into Salinas and the wider Tri-County area, you know, Monterey, Santa Cruz, San Benito counties, that's a pretty dynamic coastal region, lots of different housing needs. Getting established there quickly suggests, well, more than just construction skill, it points to good business sense, adaptability, being able to build trust fast, operate effectively in a new place. That's a strong sign for any company looking to grow. And while their main focus seems to be residential there, they also mentioned doing work in Maricopa County, Arizona. So strategic expansion seems to be part of the picture too.
That really does speak to their adaptability. Okay, so what services do they actually offer homeowners? How do they help transform these spaces?
They cover a pretty wide range of residential stuff. The sources mention core things like kitchen and bath remodeling, always big projects. Also ADU construction, accessory dwelling units, those are really taking off. Plus, you know, general renovations, additions. But what's interesting is how they talk about it. It's not just listing tasks. It's framed as, like, enhancing living spaces, making them beautiful, but also really functional.
And they also mentioned the commercial side, providing solutions for the contracting industry itself. Feels like there's a clear mission kind of tying all these different threads together.
Right. And that brings up their core philosophy. Their mission statement, as written, is about delivering, quote, exceptional construction and renovation services, transforming spaces into personalized havens, holding up high standards of quality, integrity, they even say explicitly. At Aldridge Construction, we don't just build structures. We craft spaces that embody comfort, functionality, and beauty, turning your vision into reality.
I like that phrase, crafting spaces that embody comfort, functionality, and beauty. It sounds great. But, you know, lots of companies say things like that. How do they actually do it? How do they make sure they deliver that personalization and quality in the day-to-day process? What happens when a client calls them?
Okay, this is where that Journey of Home Transformation source comes in handy. It lays out a four-step process. It starts with what they call a consultation. And it sounds pretty thorough, not just a quick chat, but really listening to what you want, assessing the needs, working together to shape that initial vision. So it really starts with understanding the client deeply. That seems crucial for personalization.
Yeah. Getting on the same page right from the beginning. Makes sense. What's step two after that deep conversation?
Step two is design. Here, their team works closely with the client. They develop a detailed plan, focusing on optimizing the space, making sure it functions well for how you live, and of course, making sure it matches your aesthetic tastes. It's all about collaboration and really nailing the details before construction starts.
Right, planning is key. And then, after the design's all set, the actual hammers start swinging. What does that construction phase look like, and how do they manage it, especially keeping the homeowner in mind?
Exactly. Phase three is construction. This is where their craftsmen, as they put it, bring the plan to life. The source emphasizes two things here: prioritizing open communication throughout, and really trying to minimize the disruption to the client's daily life, which, if you've ever lived through a renovation, you know how huge that is. It probably involves careful scheduling, protecting the rest of the house, maybe using tech to keep everyone updated. Those practical things matter a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Minimizing disruption is huge for your peace of mind. Okay, so construction happens. What's the final step? How do they wrap it all up?
The process finishes with a final walkthrough. This isn't just a quick look around. It's described as a detailed inspection. They check every aspect against their standards and, importantly, against your expectations. Any little adjustments needed are made then, aiming for what they call a flawless finish. It really reinforces that commitment to making sure the client is happy. That's the final quality check.
Okay, so thinking about this whole structured approach, consultation, design, construction, walkthrough, for you, listening, maybe if you're considering a project, what's the main takeaway here from how Aldridge operates?
I think it really underscores how important it is to choose a contractor who has more than just the technical skills, right? You want someone with a clear process, one that's focused on you, the client, someone with a strong mission guiding them, and who really commits to communicating clearly. You're not just hiring builders. You're really partnering with them to create something personal. It's a collaborative effort.
And it looks like they offer value beyond just the building work itself. The sources mention they have a blog with articles like How to Choose a Contractor or a Guide to Building ADUs in California.
Yeah, that suggests they're also trying to, like, educate homeowners, empower them with information, which positions them as more of a resource, not just a service provider. And just for practical info, they list their hours as Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and give contact details phone 831-682-9788. Email Brian at aldridgeconstruction.biz, plus they're on Instagram and Facebook.
So this whole deep dive into Aldridge Construction, it really brings home the idea that transforming a house is, well, it's more than just the physical work. It's about having a clear path, a structured journey, guided by experience, that multi-generational aspect again, and a real focus on the homeowner's vision.
Absolutely. We've seen how that family legacy seems to connect to offering comprehensive services, having this client-first process, and a mission that's about crafting these personalized spaces, these havens. It's about blending the design, the build, the renovation aspects together thoughtfully, creating something you'll really value long-term.
Okay, let's take this a step further then. Think about that process we just unpacked: consultation, design, construction, final walkthrough. How could applying that kind of structured, communication-heavy approach, how could that transform maybe not just your house, but any complex project you might be tackling?
Right.
How could it help turn your vision, whatever it is, into a reality?
That's a really interesting thought to leave people with. And, you know, circling back to the specifics, if you are interested in things like ADUs or maybe a bathroom remodel, understanding the details, like Aldridge seems to provide insights on, can really help you make the most of your property or create that perfect personal space.
We hope this deep dive gave you some useful insights, maybe spark a few ideas for your own projects, your own transformations.